The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but it is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then, after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been dead in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So we have the raising of Lazarus. And this is probably my favorite story about Jesus in any of the Gospels. I remember as a child watching some biblical epic on TV. It was probably during Holy Week. Jesus crying out, "Lazarus, come out!" And you see this guy wrapped in burial bands, coming out of the cave. This was the gospel that we chose for my mom's funeral. Well, I chose it. My dad, my brother, you know what's going on, you pick. This passage also has the very first biblical verse that I memorized. And it's probably the only verse that I know, chapter and verse. Jesus wept. The shortest verse of the Bible, John 11:35. Jesus wept. That's an interesting phrase. You know, all through Lent, we have been following Jesus around. Good man doing good things. Saw him wrestle with temptation and evil, personally, in the desert, coming out victorious. Saw him walking on the mountaintop with the greatest of prophets. He was unflappable. Interacting with the least desirable of society, blind beggars, loose women, and treating them with more than kindness. Gradually, all through Lent, we have this image of God revealing himself to us. And the image that we have is a good one. It's a reassuring image. It's a powerful image. This is the God that we need. This is the God that we can rally behind. And then we come to today, and we get this. Jesus wept. Jesus breaks. And he breaks not in private. It's very public. Unquestionable. Jesus cries. God cries. Lazarus, his friend, has died. This is not some stranger who is in need of healing. This is not some teachable moment and make a point for the crowds. This is personal. Jesus is ripped from the inside out by personal tragedy. He breaks. He cries. This is a very unique image of God. This is not the image of a God who is outside of everything that we experience. This is not the image of a God that is all-powerful, apart from the world, just pulling strings to make things happen. A God who gives us everything that we want. This is the human face of God. God cries. God is touched by what touches us. God who is left overwhelmed and speechless in the face of personal tragedy. This is a personal God. A God who walks with us. A God who shares with us. A God who can relate to us.